Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. The word woman is being erased from public life. Brendan O'Neill. Spectator.org. Now listen to this. If someone had told you 10 years ago that it would soon become tantamount to a speech crime to say, quote, men cannot get pregnant, close quote, you'd have thought them mad. That would be like punishing someone for saying, quote, humans need oxygen to survive, close quote. And yet here we are in 2017, where PC has spun so violently out of control. And the cult of gender neutrality has become so unwieldy that one of the most controversial things you can say these days is, quote, only women can get pregnant, close quote. Apparently, that's offensive to trans men, women who identify as men. Men can get pregnant too, trans activists cry, which strikes me as a real-life version of 2 + 2 = 5. Now, he's already on the correct path here. What's going on here today, folks, ladies and gentlemen, is the final throes of a rejection of God. That's what it is. Don't let anyone tell you that it's anything else. If you're a writer and you're trying to maintain your credibility in your chosen profession as an essayist or a writer or whatever you want to call yourself, it is necessary to use the term politically correct today to describe, well, this is PC gone out of control. No, this is atheism gone out of control. No, this is Gnosticism gone out of control. No, this is Protestantism out of frickin' control. Don't forget, we talked about this yesterday in reviewing just a couple of pages of Hilaire Belloc's phenomenal book from 1938, called The Great Heresies, and just the last couple of pages of The Modern Attack. The error that began in 1517 produced the American Constitution. Catholicism, the faith, the religion, the teaching of Christ, did not produce the Constitution. A perversion of it produced the Constitution. It also produced the current version of the British Parliament. It also produced the current version of the British culture. It also produced the current version of the American culture. Most Catholics today would be considered bad Lutherans by Martin Luther in 1517. That's how far from the field man has wandered. Look, ladies and gentlemen, if we're not aware of the situation and not aware of the problem, we can't fix it. Can't fix it. We are as far away divorced from men and women who we view as knuckle-dragging Neanderthal simpletons of the 16th century as we are far and away removed from the savage, fallen beast that was Cain and Cain's descendants, which were largely, if not completely, wiped out by Noah's flood. Gee, I wonder if that was a coincidence. You can't get further from reality than where we currently are. Now, what is truth? Conformity of the mind or reality? This stuff all has practical application, by the way. Our children are growing up right now. If you have children that are of school age or getting ready to go to school, say, boy, howdy, do I not envy you.